Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. As I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to you, Florida. Good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your cars, or your home. Good morning to you. Good morning to you that may be watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. Do not touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you are here by divine appointment. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad and excited to be here today, because I realize, as my grandmother would say, the Lord woke me up this morning, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to wake you up this morning, but he did. It wasn't that alarm clock that woke you up this morning. It wasn't that person that great gave you a shrug on the shoulder, but it was the Lord that called you by name. Aren't you glad today? Aren't you glad? I don't know whether you may, where you may be listening to me from. It may be raining, whatever the case. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we ought to be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. I hope you had a wonderful week. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you went to church, and I pray that the Lord stopped by and blessed you. We had a time at our church on this past Sunday. God moved in an unusual way. He started all the way in Sunday school and just took the whole day over. And God just moved in a powerful way. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes we've got to let go and let God have his way. Many times we try to control the service, but God is standing on the outside, knocking, saying, let me in, or let me have control of the service. And you know what? When you allow God to take control over your life, over your situations, amen, great things are going to happen. It's not whether if. When God is in control, it's just a matter of when. God, great things are going to happen. So we thank God for the move of God on this past Sunday. And Lord, have mercy. Amen. I'm still intoxicated from the word of God on this past Sunday. Hallelujah. God just moved in a mighty way. I'm still intoxicated on the move of God. The Bible says for us to be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And I thank God for the service that we had. And I was the speaker on this past Sunday. Amen. So it was easy for me to preach because the word was already going. Pastor got it started with Sunday school. Amen. And I just stepped right in. Hallelujah. And it makes it easier for a preacher to preach when the atmosphere is already stirred. And so I just thank God for the move of God on this past Sunday. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church at 16 South Wilson Avenue, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. Hallelujah. And to my wife, who is on the job today. And we will watch this on our way to Bible study this evening. Amen. If the Lord says the same. And so I love you. Amen. Good morning to you, you and you. So without further ado, in fact, I'm going to continue from the word that I spoke on this past Sunday. Amen. If you've been around the church any length of time, you know this scripture. It is Ezekiel chapter 37, the Valley of the Bones. Ezekiel chapter 37. And I'm going to read into your ears. Amen. Six verses. And I want you to tune in and tap in. Don't just tune in, but tap in. If you tap in, God's going to do something in your life. Ezekiel 37:1-6, and it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will say, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." Dear gracious Father, I thank you for blessing me to be here just one more time. Lord, use me for these few minutes to say unto your people what you would have me to say. Lord, it is not I, but you that worketh in me, because I realize that without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I am nothing. And so I decrease so that you will increase and you get the glory. Speak to me as I speak to your people as well as unto myself. God, touch our nation. Bring us together as one nation. Oh, God, I'm praying, Father, that you remember those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Pray, God, you give them wisdom to make the right decisions. And God, we're praying, Father, that your love, God, will bring us together, God, so that we can be that nation that we say we are, one nation under God. Oh, God, I say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk from the subject, God said, live. God said, live. Speak to your situation. Don't talk about it. Speak to your situation. Don't talk about it. You ought to tell whatever you're going through, God said, live. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have, it is the smallest member in our body, probably, but it is one of the most powerful members in the body. That is the tongue. The tongue has the power to speak life. It has the power to speak death. Many times we use this tongue the wrong way. We use it to gossip. We use it to spread lies. We use it to do all kind of dastardly things. But you know what? You ought to use your tongue to speak life. Hallelujah. The power of life and death is in that small tongue. And this is what he is telling us in Ezekiel. Ezekiel's name means God strengthens. We can use the tongue to strengthen, to change our situation. You know what? Your seasons lie in your tongue. Your seasons lie in your tongue. How do I know that? Come here, Elijah. The people experienced a drought because of the power of Elijah's tongue. God was operating in Elijah. And he goes to Ahab and he tells Ahab, there's not going to be rain nor dew, but according to my word. And because of his power, his belief in God and what his tongue said, he was on assignment by God. And he just spoke what God told him to tell him. There's not going to be rain nor dew, but according to my word. And you know, there was not rain in the space of 3.5 years because of Elijah holding up the rain, God working in him. And look what Ezekiel tells us in the book of the chapter 37. He said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit
of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. See, some of us, we're in our valley right now, and we are questioning whether God is with us. We've been going through struggles. We've been going through trials, and it seemed like everything we put our hand to is not working. Seemed like we're in our dry season, and we're questioning, where is God? But can I tell you today that God is with you? See, God's hand was on Ezekiel, even in the valley. I'm talking to somebody today. You're going through your valley experiences, but God told me to tell you that his hand is on you. In fact, not only is his hand on you, but his hand is carrying you. There's some stuff that you shouldn't have survived from. There's some stuff that should have caused you to lose your mind. There's some things that you have gone through while you've been in your valley season that should have caused you to give up. But the Lord said that I have been carrying you. My hand has always been on you. And I have carried you through some stuff. But God told me to tell you that you ought to quit talking about your valley. You ought to quit talking about your situation. And you ought to begin to talk to it. You ought to begin to tell your situations about your God. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible tells us that he brings Ezekiel in the valley. And Ezekiel is in the spirit. Oh my God, it reminds me of Jesus after he had been baptized of John. And the Bible lets us know that the spirit led him into the wilderness. See, sometime when you are on assignment, my God, we think that God's going to take us to the mountaintop and tell us to prophesy there. But sometime God takes us in the valley. Sometime God takes us through stuff. Our assignment sometimes is not always on the mountain, but sometimes it's down in the valley. My God. And so Ezekiel's assignment, God's hand is upon him, and he carries him out in the spirit of the Lord. And he sets him down in a valley. And the valley is full of dry bones. My God, my God. And he tells Ezekiel, in a sense, hallelujah, assess this situation. How do I know? He says, and he says unto me, son of man, can these bones live? What I want you to do, Ezekiel, is give me your assessment. God is telling somebody today that's within the sound of my voice, you ought to assess your situation. Look and see where you are. Look at what you're going through. You see somebody else that might look at your situation, might look at you and say, there's no way you're going to come out of that. The doctor has given you a bad report and told you that you're not going to come out of this. But I tell you, as God spoke to me to tell you today, God said, live. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die, but you shall declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. He tells Ezekiel, he says, look at these bones, son of man, and tell me what you think. Tell me if they can live. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we find ourselves in our valley experiences, and we begin to speak death over our lives. We begin to speak death over our bank accounts. We begin to speak death over our situation. How do we know it? Because we give too much credit to the devil. We give too much credit to our situation, where we begin to look at it and we say, I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. This seems impossible. I got more bills than I got money. Hallelujah, somebody. I got a gas bill due. I got a light bill due. And there's no way it's going to be paid. I don't have the money to pay it. But God said, you ought to speak to your situation. Don't talk about it. Don't begin to give the devil any credit. Don't begin to tell the devil. Don't begin to agree with the devil. Hallelujah. But you ought to speak to your situation. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel's response was said, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Hallelujah. You might not know how he's going to work it out. But one thing, you've got to believe that he's going to work it out. You got to believe that God knows. You might not know how to come out of your situation. You might not know how this sickness is going to be healed, but God knows. You got to put your trust in God even when you can't trace God. Hallelujah. You've got to trace God, and you got to trust God even when you can't trace him. Hallelujah. Our trust ought to be built on Jesus Christ and nothing less. Hallelujah. And look what he tells Ezekiel to do. He says, again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. He didn't tell Ezekiel to talk about the bones. He didn't tell Ezekiel to say, these bones are very dry. There's no way they can live. Hallelujah. But Ezekiel knew that God knew. Hallelujah. What was going to happen? We ought to tell ourselves that I might not know how I'm going to come out of this, but God knows, and I'm going to put my trust in God. And you know what he did? Hallelujah. He looked at the situation, and God told him to prophesy to the bone. Other words, Ezekiel, I want you to speak to the bones. I want you to speak to your situation. Or I'm talking to somebody today. Your bills might be more than your bank account. But you ought to begin to speak to your bank account. You ought to begin to tell your bank account, God said, hallelujah, that he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. God said, live. Hallelujah. God said that I come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Or I'm talking to somebody that God said, live the abundant life. Hallelujah. You've been living in dryness for too long. Why? Because you've been speaking death over your situation. You ought to grab your pocketbook. Hallelujah. You ought to grab your wallet, and you ought to begin to speak life into it and said, God said, hallelujah, I believe one day I'm going to be a God-made millionaire. One day, hallelujah, it might not happen tomorrow, it might not happen the next day, but every day you begin to speak to your wallet. Say, I see abundance, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see, speak to your depression, hallelujah, and tell it, I see joy, hallelujah. I see happiness, glory be to God. If you're jobless, begin to speak to your situation. Begin to see yourself. I see myself working. I got a job that's going to supply all of my needs. Hallelujah. I speak to your situation. If you're sick, begin to speak to your situation and begin to speak the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And begin to tell your sickness that by his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. Begin to tell it. Hallelujah. God said, live and not die. My God, my God. He tells them, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, we've got to begin to profess God's word. We've got to proclaim God's word. God is speaking through 66 books of the Bible. Everything else is going down, but the word of God. We can depend on the word of God. What God said is true. Jesus said that if any of my words don't come to pass, heaven and earth shall pass away also. The last time I looked, when I came in here, the sun was still shining. The birds were still singing. Hallelujah. It was still light outside. So that lets me know that his word is true. His word is true in the morning. It's true in the noonday. It's true in the evening. God, we can depend on God. He says, prophesy unto these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bone, what's dry in your life? Hallelujah. What is unfruitful in your life? God said, begin to speak to it. Speak to it the word of God and tell it that you shall live and not die. What happened when Jesus went to Lazarus' grave? Hallelujah. He spoke to Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. And he came forth. You've got to begin to profess the word of God. You ought to begin to proclaim the word of God over your dead situation, over your dry situation. Maybe you're in a dry marriage. Maybe you're in a marriage that's on the verge of dying. Begin to speak to it and say, God said live. Begin to speak over it. You know, back in the day, hallelujah, the old folks would go into the room and begin to anoint, hallelujah, whomever's shoes. Begin to anoint the room, hallelujah. Begin to, we want protection over our children. Anoint their rooms, hallelujah. Anoint their heads every day they get up and go, hallelujah. Begin to proclaim the word of God over their lives. Begin to prophesize over your children. Said the word of the Lord, God is telling thee that you're going to be saved. You're going to be delivered. Hallelujah. Begin to speak over your household. Tell the devil he don't live here anymore. Tell him that unhappiness don't live here anymore. Glory be to God. Brokenness don't live in. Begin to speak over your credit and tell your credit. Hallelujah. You don't live bad credit. You don't live here anymore. Begin to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what he was telling Ezekiel. Says, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye bones, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And look what he says. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. God said that when you begin to proclaim my word, hallelujah, he says, I'm going to bring life. I'm going to breathe life into your situation. When you begin to proclaim my word over your bank account, I'm going to breathe life into your bank account. Hallelujah. And says, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. God said, I got it covered. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just proclaim my word. Begin to prophesize my word. Speak life over your situation. Don't allow the devil to tell you that your situation is so dead. Your situation is so dry that God can't help you out. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that Jesus told them that with men, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It doesn't matter how when Jesus went to Lazarus' grave, his sister tried to tell him he's been dead for 4 days. It's over. By now, he stinketh. It's over. If you had come earlier, my brother would be alive. But Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Oh, my God. I don't care how dead it seems, whatever situation you're under. God said that if you profess my word, if you proclaim my word, don't talk about it. Don't tell people, woe is me. Oh, child, you don't know what I'm going through. Oh, you don't know what I'm doing. You don't know how bad my situation is. God said, don't speak about it, don't talk about it, but speak to your situation. That's what he told Ezekiel. Says, prophesy unto the bone. And when you begin to prophesy, when you begin to proclaim the word of God over your situation, whatever is dead in your life, it's going to come back to life. It's going to be resurrected. How do I know? Because God said that I am the resurrection and the life. He's going to resurrect it, and he's going to give it life. Oh, I wish I had somebody up in here. You're in a valley situation. You're in a dry situation. You're in a situation where it seemed like nothing is flourishing in your life. It seemed like you're broke, hallelujah. Seemed like your credit's no good. But God said, use this tongue, this small tongue, and begin to proclaim life, speak life. What is life? His word. Jesus said that my words, they are spirit and they are life. See, we've got to start speaking the word of God over our situation. We've got to begin to speak the word of God over our life. And you know what will happen when we do that? He says, I'm going to breathe life into it. And then look what he says in verse number 7. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. You know what he did? He did as he was instructed. And he said, and as I prophesied, look what he said. He said, as I prophesied, he said that I didn't get through prophesying. He said, but as I was prophesying. See, God said that when you begin to speak my word, hallelujah, things are going to start to come together. How do I know? He says, as I prophesied, there was a noise, behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. God said that when you begin to speak my word, hallelujah, he said, things are going to start to come together. He said that as he says that we know this, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, I feel this thing. I told you I'm still intoxicated from Sunday. Intoxicated off of the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us that we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Things are working together. We might not know how it's going to come together, but God does. That's what he told Ezekiel. Hallelujah. That's what Ezekiel told God. Said, thou knowest. We might not know how it's going to come together. God may use the unlikeliest of sources to bring things together to work for our good in our lives. Hallelujah. As he prophesied, as he proclaimed the word of God. I'm about out of time, but not out of word. But as he began to profess and proclaim the word of God over his dead situation, the bones begin to come together. Why? Because he spoke life. What is life? The life is the word of God. When we begin to speak the word of God into our situation, everything will begin to work together for the good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. So speak to it. Don't speak about it. God said live. So until next time, at the same time, you be blessed and may the Lord be with you. God bless you.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing.